You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these, so he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Here ends the reading. Today's reading is a powerful and moving account of an exorcism by Jesus. There are many significant details to note. Because there was a herd of pigs, and pigs were considered unclean by Jews, this was surely a Gentile community. The man possessed wore no clothes and dwelt among the tombs and the cemetery. If you've been to Israel, you may have seen what barren location cemeteries often are. Rocky, hard-packed dirt, not the serene, grassy, park-like garden cemeteries in most North American areas. The demons recognize Jesus for who he is before humans do. Knowing his power and dominion over them, they beg Jesus not to cast them into the abyss of hell. The people who saw it and heard about it were seized with fear, asking Jesus to leave them. Most of all, once the man has been exorcised of his demons, he sits at the feet of Jesus, a disciple, calmly restored, back among the living. Is it any wonder that the man wanted to stay with Jesus, begging that he might remain? His whole life had been one of isolation, pain, and death. Jesus has given the man life. Truly, this was a resurrection. But Jesus has other plans. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. Isn't that his request of us as well? After we receive God's healing, forgiving gifts of grace and worship, we are to return to our homes, families, and neighborhoods to simply declare how much God has done for us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you daily exorcise our demons and restore us to life. Give us courage to boldly tell others how much you have done for us. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: tell someone else today something God has done for you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.